For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The eyes of the nation are on Washington, D.C. this week as the U.S. House of Representatives conducts impeachment hearings. Will there be any impact here in Tennessee? Joining us once again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here.
So we saw some unusual sniping this week between two Tennessee congressmen. In an op-ed column, Representative Mark Green made a case that impeachment is tying up valuable resources in Washington. Representative Steve Cohen then clapped back in a second op-ed, saying that Senate Republicans are really just sitting on a bunch of House bills. Why are local and state legislators even talking about this impeachment debate?
Well, because obviously I think they will have to vote. And I think I already know where they're going to come down on this. These are congressmen speaking to their constituencies and in a lot of respects, giving their parties talking points.
But does it make a difference here on the local level? Is this about taking it to the people?
Oh, I think it makes a difference because I think that the constituents want to know where their representatives stand on this. I like to see the dueling columns in a newspaper. Right. I was glad to see that. But that's just part of the process.
Well, Republicans are arguing that impeachment is tearing the country apart. Do you think it would be best just to ignore what Donald Trump is doing in office and let the voters decide in 2020?
No. I do think that the voters will be the ones who decide because I don't think the Senate is going to convict even if there is impeachment. But I come down on the side of Congress has to do its constitutional job. We have to go through this process. The fact is, this country was already pretty much divided and being torn apart before this whole thing started.
Well, Attorney General William Barr was mentioned in the impeachment hearings on Wednesday, but he was here in Memphis launching a new gun crime initiative called Project Guardian, which was about adding new federal charges to gun possession. This visit was reminiscent of when acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker was here a year ago with another initiative, and this has a clunkier name, Memphis Crime Gun Strike Task Force.
That's a mouthful.
Tell me about it. You know, the federal government comes to Memphis to talk about all this sort of fighting gun crime. Have we moved the needle at all in the last couple of years on this?
I have seen no evidence of any movement at all, Chris. This was just a feel-good PR. Look at the facts here. Just in the last few weeks, we've had people shot left and right here in Memphis.
The 38th highway shooting on Sunday.
Exactly. And the latest crime statistics locally show that aggravated assaults are up. People are just angry at each other, and in a lot of cases, they're shooting each other.
What's interesting about it is that the government is so focused on guns being the object of these crimes, mm-hmm. when a lot of the policies are about how guns really shouldn't be the focus of the crime. We should focus on other things because you don't want to intrude upon the right to bear arms. Is attention being paid to the right thing?
You hit the nail on the head right there. And that's the fallacy of all of this. Every time we have a major mass shooting in this country, the people in power, they do everything but talk about guns as being part of the problem. So, again, to come here to Memphis and say we need to put this focus on gun ownership and reducing gun violence and all of that, that belies what you have done in the past. So, no, it is not moving the needle, and I'm not buying any of it.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.